Joining me now is Dr. Stephen Cantrill, who was involved with Top-Off 1, the first terrorism readiness simulation, which took place in Denver, Colorado, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 3 years ago. Dr. Cantrill, what specifically did you learn from that first exercise?
Oh, we learned things at every level. I mean, the first thing we learned was in terms of the weapons of mass destruction training that we had done, really focused on first responders. It didn't focus at all on general medical personnel, and the public health sector was left completely out of the loop. All three of those groups were very intimately involved in Top-Off 1.
What was the most important lesson, would you say, that you and your medical colleagues drew from that experience?
We learned things at very different levels. At the state level, they learned that they didn't have an incident command system in the public health department. They were used to making decisions in a very deliberate fashion by consensus, and that really doesn't work in a crisis situation. I think the federal government learned that they had many agencies that didn't often play together and therefore didn't play well together. At the local level, we had not only public health involved, but multiple hospitals involved. And in most disaster situations, each hospital is kind of a silo unto itself. So they had to learn to play together as well.
Was there any follow-up?
There was a lot of follow-up locally. There was the report from the exercise, but we really carried the ball on our own here in the state of Colorado, and many things were changed in the state. We had many regulations passed, one that requires each hospital in the state to have a 3-day supply of antibiotics for their own staff, which would tide us over until we had the Strategic National Stockpile on board. There was a lot learned, and a lot has happened since then.
Yeah, a lot has happened, and the exercise that you took part in preceded the terrorist attacks of September 11th. First of all, what made officials think it was necessary in the first place at that point?
Well, this was a decision made by Congress, and it was to be a no-notice exercise involving the top officials of the government, hence the name Top-Off. And they wanted to see, could the government really deal with multiple disasters going on simultaneously involving weapons of mass destruction?
As people learned about it, did people wonder about it, scoff at it, think it was unnecessary at that time?
I don't think they thought it was unnecessary. There was some curiosity, but actually there was a great deal of non-attention paid by the local and statewide media. Now, certainly, the Top-Off 2 is getting a lot more play. You know, it was just thought of kind of a bizarre thing that people were practicing.
So ultimately, do you think that it was a productive exercise?
Oh, it was extremely productive. I think if you interviewed all the folks that took part in it, no one would say that it was nothing but extremely worthwhile. We learned a lot about our deficiencies, which in my mind is the sign of a very good disaster drill. You don't want to plan it so it goes well. You want to learn where your areas of vulnerability are. And from that point of view, it was a superb drill.
How does what you've heard about Top-Off 2 compare to what you experienced in the first
exercise?
Well,
I was a little disappointed that everyone knew in advance what was going to be involved and what organism was going to be involved in Chicago. That makes it pretty artificial in that people can plan for it. It was essentially an unannounced exercise in Denver. People knew there was going to be an exercise sometime in May, and that's all they knew. And they didn't know what the organism was going to be or how it was going to present. So it really played out, I think, probably more truly as it would in a real situation.
Thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Dr. Stephen Cantrill, who participated in the first terrorism readiness simulation 3 years ago.